Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting
Roland Martin's commentary is brought to you by General Motors, the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala, an enduring icon with rich heritage, integrated technology, and tailored styling that's made to love. The 2014 Chevrolet Impala. From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Sybil, and Jay, huge sports weekend. That's why I barely have a voice. My Aggies lost to Alabama by 7 on Saturday. My Texans won. But Saturday night was the big fight, Floyd Mayweather and Canelo. And even before the fight, I really was talking about this and really thinking about this whole idea of who is the smartest athlete today business-wise. And there's no doubt in my mind that it really is Floyd Mayweather. So I reached out to my homeboy, Bomani Jones, the ESPN show Highly Questionable, to get his thoughts on it. Hey, Bomani, good morning.
Good morning, man. How are you?
All good. We think about boxers, and we think about historically in terms of Joe Louis and the folks who are running his affairs, and you think about Muhammad Ali and the drama with Don King. I just think flat out when you look at it from a business standpoint, Floyd Mayweather tops all athletes today.
Well, I think LeBron is the guy that's in competition for it, right? Because he somehow managed to pull this off successfully where he gave his business to his homeboys and they didn't set it on fire. Like, something to be said for pulling that off. With Floyd, I think people really get lost in Floyd because he has a tendency to be so obnoxious to not understand the science of it. I mean, he made himself Money Mayweather at the height of the recession. It's the most obnoxious thing you could possibly do. But if you could find a black boxer other than Joe Louis or Sugar Ray Leonard who's made a whole lot of money without being either obnoxious or highly threatening, you're not going to find it. Like, this is where the money is, and Floyd is tapped into it, and where there's people, barely anybody left for him to fight, anybody else you want to see him fight, but you're not missing a Floyd fight at this point.
Well, Imani, I have to give Showtime a lot of credit because they made Canelo look like he might be able to win, and most of us had never even heard of him. And all, like, of a sudden, they hyped him up, and a lot of people who don't want Floyd to win anymore actually thought that Canelo had half a chance, and the judges were all wrong. He never won a round.
Man, look, they were looking for somebody to beat Floyd up. I mean, if I was around Floyd all the time, I'd probably be looking for somebody to beat Floyd up. Like, that's the whole thing now. We got to find somebody to beat up Floyd because it looks like nobody is going to beat Floyd up. And you're right, Canelo got the great white hype treatment. Like, we're going to build this up and make you think he can win, but it wasn't really about building us up. Let us not forget that it was Mexican Independence Day weekend. Floyd is not a fool. Like, he set up an arena that he would get booed in, knowing how that would turn out. And his fights often with Mexicans are some of the most race-baiting things you'll ever find in the world. I think it was De La Hoya, and he had the Mayweather Loves Mexico, Mexico Loves Mayweather shirt when he went out there wearing a sombrero, for God's sake.
Like, that?
He does this well. He did the 24/7 that year where Roger Mayweather called himself the Mexican assassin. Like, I can't imagine how heated I would have been if I were Mexican. And subsequently, they all watched the fight.
Bomani, a lot of people, again, going inside the game, Bob Arum used to promote Floyd Mayweather. Floyd looked at his contract, bought out Bob Arum for $750,000. That has to be one of the smartest buyouts ever.
The arrogance of Bob Arum was thinking that Floyd needed him and that Floyd could not survive without Bob Arum promoting those fights. I mean, this is what happens oftentimes with boxing promoters. They think that they're the show. It's not just that Floyd left Bob Arum. They left Bob Arum and took over his affairs by himself. He was guaranteed $41 million for that fight on Saturday. Canelo was guaranteed five.
Was it five?
Five.
Jeez.
Five.
Yeah. And he sold that, and Canelo sold that fight.
Canelo sold the fight. He sold the bill now to Floyd, paid him $5 million. If it ain't great, it's brilliant. It's dastardly. But either way it goes, somebody made 41 and somebody made five and got beat up.
But you have to admit, Imani, that he is real smart in the fact that for black boxers in this country, there is no market. There is no. Floyd cannot fight another black fighter and draw those kind of numbers.
But your answer is, if you get a Hispanic fighter, then that's where your
Hispanic
money is.
Hispanic or European.
Oh,
that's where boxing is now. That's where the money in boxing
Russians?
Is. Yeah, the Eastern Europeans.
Yeah, don't let them find a 154-pound or 147-pound white guy. Like, if they find a 147-pound white guy, America will turn into a riot. It'll be like Jerry Cooney and Holmes all over again. Like, America loved Jerry Cooney. Jerry Cooney hit Holmes low 3 times in the course of that fight, and people didn't disown him as being ashamed of his country for doing such a thing, right? Like, if they give me, this is how boxing works, and no matter what anybody says, I said I wasn't watching that fight in mixed company this weekend, because no matter how advanced or enlightened people say they are, you start putting boxes of different races together, and it gets real tense, and everybody watches and pays lots of money.
Very quickly.
Well, what jumped out the most again, phenomenal fighter, but when you look at how he controls it, Pujols, 10-year, $254 million contract. A-Rod, 10-year. Floyd could generate $250 million in essentially 3 years of boxing.
Yep.
You did.
No other athlete.
And you see more activity just one night in the ring than you've seen from those guys on the baseball field.
So he gets the crown, the smartest athlete business-wise today, Floyd Mayweather.
The money team.
Mamani, we appreciate it, man. Thanks so much.
Nope. Hey, man, what was the score on the Texas A&M game? I didn't see it.
Wow.
49-42. But your Longhorns, just be quiet.
Yeah, but it wasn't on national
just be
TV.
Quiet.
It was private. It was quiet. Nobody
just
saw
it. Was real, and they lost in Austin at home. And who are they going to fire this week?
Yeah, but we're not in College Station. Everybody
I thought so.
All right.